This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, here we go. 6:44, 16 till 7, joined by Glenn Gilbo, editor of Tiger Rag. How you doing, Glenn?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right, sir. Let's get the business out of the way first. Tell me about Tiger Rag. Tell me about who Tiger that is in the background first. Who is that?
TigerRag.com is a free website where we cover LSU, and we've been all over the firings and hirings at LSU the last couple of weeks, so just TigerRag.com.
Give me the latest on what's going on over there and your opinion on it.
Well, they're finally getting some things solidified. They got a president in Wade Rouse yesterday, and Wade Rouse's first move was to take the interim off of interim athletic director Virg Ausberry's title and make him the athletic director. And so he can better find a new coach. He's in charge of the search firm and the search for a new football coach. He was interim AD, and you know, you talk to a coach or his agent, they're going to ask who's going to be the AD. So that was a good move to let Virg be the AD, and he deserved that job to begin with. He's replacing Scott Woodward, who was fired last week after he fired Brian Kelly. So it's been Shakespearean around LSU.
So I'm confused about the committee or who's going to hire the next coach. Is it a committee, or is it Virg Ausberry, or is it all of them?
It's Virg Ausberry, and he has a search committee of a former player, some business people, two members of the board of supervisors. And usually what happens is the board approves the hire, but it's mainly for, and the president approves the hire. But usually those are rubber stamped. Mm-hmm. Ausberry is the most qualified and experienced person to do the search. He was involved in several of LSU's previous searches as a member, high-ranking official in the athletic department. So it's 98% Virg Ausberry.
You know what I was wondering? I wanted to ask you, I don't know who the right guy is, but is the best coach in the country the best coach necessarily for LSU? Because I'm thinking about the whole Brian Kelly experiment.
Well, I would say this. The word fit should not be used when you talk about coaches, because really Nick Saban didn't fit mm-hmm. at LSU, but he made LSU fit to him, and he changed the fan base and the school to fit to him. So he in reality he wasn't a good fit, but he won and changed things, so they changed their fit. And Kelly came in, he had a certain way of doing things, and he didn't win. The main reason Kelly got fired was because he didn't win. It wasn't because he didn't fit. LSU's had plenty of coaches that fit on arrival, like former players Jerry Stovall and Ed Orgeron, and they were good for a while, and then they got fired. So it didn't matter that they fit. Fit doesn't matter. It's if they win or not.
So What are some of the names that Virge Ausberry would be looking at that you've heard or that you think he should look at?
Well, I think he's got to look at Lane Kiffin. He's the hottest coach in the country. He's got SEC experience. I think he is an offensive coordinator, which LSU has never hired a true offensive coordinator. I think that would be great. John Summerall would be a great hire. He's a defensive coach, though. LSU's pass tends to be more defense, but I think they really need to hire an offensive coordinator type coach. I think Eli Drinkwitz at Missouri would be excellent. I think it's anybody's guess right now. There's really no names other than just looking at who's young and who's been doing well. Brent Key at Georgia Tech is very good. They also need a coach that's like in his 40s. Mm-hmm. The last time they hired a young coach was Nick Saban. He was 49. Everybody else has been in their 50s and 60s since then. I think you need to make a younger hire and a rising coach who's already a head coach in college.
Man, time flies. I saw a tweet the other day of Nick Saban getting his birthday cake, and he was in a recliner with a blanket over his legs, and it's hard to believe he was 49 when LSU hired him, but he was. What about the what's the rest of the staff gonna look like after the new coach is hired? Because I'm thinking about Frank Wilson and people that have been loyal to the LSU program and valuable to the LSU program when it comes to recruiting and so forth. The new person is not likely to clean house, or is likely to clean house? Thoughts?
Well, that's up to the new coach. They have the right to come in and clean house. Now, what LSU, I think, should do, and I've been hearing they're probably going to do this, Frank Wilson is the associate head coach right now. Mm-hmm. He's a major recruiter, and LSU's coaching search is probably going to go past this high school early signing period that's in early December. You know, you don't just bring a coach in so you got one for the signing period. You got to take your time, and then the coach they may be interested in or may want, they may have to wait for him to finish in the playoffs in January. Mm-hmm. So over that time, Frank Wilson has to keep the program together. So you would hope that they would tell the new coach, hey, look, you got to keep Frank because he's been keeping it together for you.
And not as a favor, but because of relationships, right, Glenn?
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Right, and keeping players.
Yeah.
Keeping the players from too many players entering the portal, signing and recruiting players for the early signing deadline, and then dealing with the early portal window. You got to keep him. You know, the new coach has to be told you got to keep Frank Wilson. But other than that, you know, it's up to him.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back, talking to Glenn Gilbo, editor of Tiger Rag, about the search for the new LSU head coach. 6:51, 9 till 7. Traffic now. WWL. 6:57, 3 till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL. A couple of minutes left with Glenn Gilbo, editor of Tiger Rag, talking about Virge Ausberry being the new athletic director and the hiring of the LSU coach. Glenn, all hell broke loose with the governor and when Brian Kelly was fired, and then Woodward, and then the governor was all over all kind of sports channels and everything else talking about the hiring of the coach. Has that settled down, and will that affect the search for the new coach at all, or will any potential coaching candidate say, okay, I'm working for, or know who they're working for? Talk about that, if you will.
Yeah, I think Governor Landry waited in and waited out there. And a governor and the state capitol getting involved with LSU is nothing new. Mm-hmm. And LSU has never had a coaching candidate take his name out or turn the job down because of who the governor is or politics. I mean, it doesn't happen or other places like it happens in Louisiana, but I don't think it's ever had an impact on any hiring. I mean, the best coach LSU ever hired was Nick Saban, and the chancellor made that hire and kind of pushed aside the athletic director. There was a lot of controversy there. When Bill Arnsparger was hired, there was all kind of controversy over the firing of Jerry Stovall, and the school was split. So this is really, for LSU, it's par for the course. And Verge knows that, and the coaches really don't look at that. What they look at is all the talent in Louisiana and the geography of the LSU program and its history, and they think they can win because so many different coaches have won big at LSU. The last three national championships were three different coaches.
Bottom line is win, right?
That's right. Don't worry about the fit.
You win, you can write your own ticket.
If you win, you fit.
That's right. If you win, you fit. I'm going to write that down. Thank you, Glenn. Appreciate it. Glenn Gilbo, editor of Tiger Rag. If you win, you fit. Greg Upton joins us. We come back, director of LSU Center for Energy Studies. We'll talk about a number of energy projects that have been paused and canceled and what that could mean in terms of loss of hundreds of millions of dollars. We'll break it down. Then we'll talk to Steve Geller about the loss of a couple of Saints players and some trades that happened yesterday. So a lot coming up. Stay with us. Tommy Tucker, chilly Wednesday morning. Glad to have you with us here on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.